Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
Good morning, Lake Cabotogama and Voyageurs National Park. This is Ed Gakely. I have Jason Sheehan, the owner and operator of Pines of Cabotogama, and we are the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. How's it going today, Jason?
Living the dream, Ed. Life is good here at the Pines. Lots of great fishing going on, pretty consistent out there, and lots of happy guests coming and going, guides coming and going. Wonderful time here.
Right on. You're kind of like halfway through the season, and we got some good, hopefully some nice warm days still to come. And, that the lake has been active. People are out and about, and summer's in full swing. So, hey, you have that Minnesota Trail event coming up soon, correct?
Yeah, that's going to be looking ahead to August. Yep. On Sunday the 17th, Lake Cabotogama once again is going to host the MN Bass Nation Team Trail event at the Pines of Cabotogama. Pre-fishing is going to start that Thursday before Sunday the 17th. Those anglers out on the lake, you're going to see plenty of boats out on the water. Looks like 56 teams this year. The big weigh-in is going to be on Sunday at 3 p.m., Sunday the 17th, and it's open to the public. So come on down to the Pines, cheer on the Minnesota's top anglers. The Cabotogama Volunteer Fire Department will be on site for the event. They'll be grilling up burgers, hot dogs, served with chips and pop for $10. And Voyageurs Conservancy will be on site with some activities as well.
Very cool. I know we covered this last year. That's kind of how I met you. We did a phone call and talked about this event and pumped it up. And, so you got some elite teams out there. I'm just looking at the leaderboard for the first part of the team trail for 2025. So Christopher Smith and Brian Skulzak, Dan Hendley and Chad Jacobs, Brandon Downs and Christian Hald, and then Andy Walls and Kyle Wood. They're all within, so there's a leaderboard with points, and they're all like within 858, 856, 856. So, I mean, it's pretty bunched up, pretty tight at the top there. So looking to see, those guys will be out there and competing, and pretty cool to see these guys out on the water and coming up to the Lake Cab. So they hit different lakes throughout the state, correct?
Yeah, they hit them throughout the state, and then the championships at Woman Lake. So the top 15, 16 teams are into the championship. Each one of the winners of each event also is an automatic in. So as you look at this leaderboard and the points are tight, it's this being the fourth event of the year, it's going to be a lot of competition going on to make it into that top 15, 16 teams.
For sure, which is pretty, great to see that they're coming this far north and sharing the love with our community. And, that's a lot, 56 teams. So that's, 112 anglers out there. Or is it single team? Yeah, they are double teams. So we just read their names.
Double teams, yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Great to see. Exciting. So you guys are hosting the event and everyone will come to your dock after for the weigh-ins will be right there.
Yeah, they'll launch off from our dock and then they'll start coming back in around 3:00 p.m. With their bags of fish, and the weigh-in will start there at 3:00.
That's awesome. And a one day fishing event.
Correct.
Yeah, you get a lot of these tournaments, 2 days, 3 days. So I just called the weights for the Fort Francis Canadian Bass Championship, and 121 boats. So pretty, they're the biggest field. They can only take 125, so they almost filled it up. There were over 1,000 people under that tent. It was really, really cool to see the weigh-ins. I stood up on a chair, and I looked out at the crowd, and you couldn't have fit many more people in that tent for the top 10 boat parade. Awesome to see the support from our towns and people that, travel. We had tons of guys from Minnesota fishing this tournament. Two guys from Manitoba that won it last year, Ian Waters and Motai Deemers, won it again back to back. So I believe that Mr. Deemers has not had a bag under 19 pounds. I think he's fished three tournaments on this lake and he's never caught under 19 pounds. So pretty cool
That's
to
impressive.
See. I was able to interview Jeff Gustafson, who is a Bassmasters Elite Champion. He won in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's from Kenora, Ontario. So first time I've interviewed a world champion fisherman, and a pretty cool interview. And, just great to hear about the people of the love of our region, these lakes and the fish that they produce. I think we're in pretty special country up here.
Yeah, we are. It's exciting. I can't wait. Looking forward to mid-August.
You know what? I'm going to see. I know that I've got some. Our big championship here is the 21st, 22nd, 23rd here in International Falls. But I'm going to see if I can make it down to that for that day, because it'd be cool to get some coverage and some interviews with these guys. And so let's hear. You talked with Travis Carlson, and he is a world-class guide, knows this lake. Let's hear a little bit about what you talked about. We don't want to give too much away, but let us know about what we're going to hear on the show today.
Yeah, you know, I will. My takeaway is that this year has been consistent, the most consistent bite that we've had in years. A lot of healthy keeper walleyes in that 13 to 17 range, finding them schooled up, you know, in the humps, a little bit deeper now. Lindy Riggin with his preference for leeches. And you can listen in to the interview. There's a lot of great other tips that he's got in there.
You know, and that's what I found with your show. You're talking to these guides. You're watching the fish as they, each week we're learning where they're moving. I know they're getting a little deeper right now. But as far as for educational purposes and where to fish, these guys know where what they're talking about, where they're going. And, you know, what I love is they're sharing these secrets. You know, they know that not everyone's going to listen and go out there and try to grab a spot on the lake. But if you do get that way, and if you are fishing, it's just some helpful hints that'll get you in some fish.
Yeah, I can't express enough how grateful I am that they're so willing to share what their experience is from week to week. It's wonderful for our guests. We get a lot of podcast listeners and listeners on the radio to the interviews, and they are able to take that knowledge, that wisdom, and put it to use.
Which is
really
great.
We appreciate each one of these guides and anglers sharing their experience.
Yeah, same here. And it's exposing and talking about a little bit more about Lake Captogama. Anything else you want to talk about there, Jason?
Yeah, this Saturday, July 26th, they're coming up this Saturday. There's a community-wide garage sale event. You can grab the treasure map at Gateway General Store and explore all the garage sales across town. It's a fun way to get out with the family, hunt for some deals, maybe find some one-of-a-kind items you didn't know you were looking for. And on Tuesday, it's a fun way to hunt for deals and maybe find that one-of-a-kind item you didn't know you were looking for.
I love a good garage sale.
It's a fun time every year. We have that here in CAB. I wanted to share every Tuesday night. So, you know, here we're recording on Wednesday, last night. We have bingo at the Cabotogama Town Hall. So every Tuesday, doors open at 6:30, games start at 7. There's regular games, 50-50 bonanza, progressive jackpot each week that's growing. And it's, you know, fun, family-friendly night out. I took my two daughters and a friend that's visiting up from the cities, and candy, pop, treats, keep the energy going. It's a fun time.
Awesome. I used to play bingo with my mom. That's a good family time.
And on the third Monday of every month, they play bunco. So the next event will be on the Monday following the bass tournament on Monday, August 18th. It starts at 6:30 p.m. You don't need to have any experience. Just bring $5 $1 bills to for the buy-in, and get ready for prizes and snacks and all kinds of good time. It's adults 18 and over are welcome for that one, and you can even bring your own beverage.
Awesome. That's, you know, great to have those community events, get the people out and about, and if you get some of the people that are traveling to get out there and get in the mix as well, it makes it even more fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun fishing, community spirit. It's all right here in beautiful Captogama.
That's awesome. All right, so we're going to listen to Jason Sheehan and Travis Carlson on the Lake Captogama Fishing and Recreation Report, and we'll be right back.
This week's Captogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Captogama, your getaway to adventure in Voyageurs National Park. With 30 full hookup RV sites, including clifftop views 60 feet above the lake, you'll wake up to nature's best. Rent a Garmin-equipped boat or golf cart and hit the water from their private marina. Complete with electric hookups and fuel service. Adventure begins at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Captogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218 875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge, just minutes past the Giant Wall and beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Kex Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Kex Cove, everything you need and so much more. Kex Cove, Lake Cabotogama.
Welcome to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, your weekly guide to what's biting and what's happening across one of Minnesota's most iconic lakes nestled in Voyageurs National Park. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan. Each week, we check in with local guides, anglers, and community members to bring you the latest fishing conditions, helpful tips, and stories from around the lake. Whether you're planning your next trip or just love staying connected to the water, let's jump into it. This week, I'm sitting here at the Pines around the community fire pit, again with veteran fishing guide Travis Carlson of Travis Carlson Guide Service. Travis joined us earlier this season, right after ice out, and shared some great insights about spring fishing. Now that we're deep into summer, I'm excited to have him back on the report and talk about how his approach changes this time of year, what's working for walleyes, and how anglers can make the most of their time on the water. Travis, welcome back to the report. It's great to have you again.
Thanks, Jason. Glad to be back.
Tell me, how's the season been so far?
It's been consistent. Yeah. I mean, it's been probably one of the most consistent bites we've had in the recent years. It's been really good. There's a large number of good keeper-sized fish. So, it's been a great season so far.
Well, that's a testament to the fishery.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, there's still plenty of, the oversized slot fish, obviously, you're catching and throwing back. But, that 13 to 17-inch range, 18, there's just a lot of nice keeper-sized fish.
When you say consistent, like the lake hasn't shut down for like a week or two at a point.
It's been a very consistent bite. It's the time of year where... You definitely got to use your electronics. You got to find the schools, but they're schooled up really good. And if you get on fish, don't be afraid to move around if they're not biting. I think that's the big thing. People get caught up. They sit too long sometimes. But, it's like this morning. We were out and I was fishing, some mid-lake structure and found a couple of schools we fished. Weren't having any luck. It was a third school on the same structure that we hit. And all at once we had doubles on,
Nice.
So don't be afraid to move around and hit different schools of fish.
All right. So they're schooling up. That's good to hear. Here, over the humps, you said, over the reefs?
Yeah, the mid-lake structure, yep, the humps, okay. Reefs.
Last time we talked, it was mid-bay, just after ice out, and walleyes were still shallow. Or we were catching them right off the docks at that point. Here in the heat of the summer, how have things changed? I mean, where have you been fishing? What's the bite like?
Well, there's two different things. I mean, I've been fishing, like I said, a lot of that mid-lake structure, 20 to 26 feet of water now. They've moved a little bit deeper.
Okay.
A lot of live bait rigs, either leeches or crawlers.
Okay.
And that's been working most days. However, if you get the right wind or clouds, don't be afraid to try some shallow weed binds. 8 to 10, 12 foot of water. Again, either pulling that live bait rig with the leech on it or maybe a spinner with that, with a piece of crawler on it.
Oh, throwing a little bit of crawler on the spinner.
Yep.
Okay. What about bait fish? Are you noticing any perch schools or any signs helping you locate fish?
There's definitely a lot of perch minnows in the water. The biggest thing now is still, there's big bug hatch still. There's still a lot of bugs on the water, a lot of mayflies. So there's definitely a lot of food in the lake right now. A lot of fat, healthy walleyes. They're definitely full. I mean, the live well at the end of the day is just full of spit up bugs and, lots of food. But like I said, if you keep moving around, you find the right schools, it's still a really good bite. It might not be consistent all day long some days, but if you put in the time, you're going to end up with a pretty good catch.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about tactics. You gave some insight into some spinners and things of that nature. What's your go-to presentation? Are you still jigging or is it pulling Lindy's or crankbaits?
Yeah, Lindy's going to be my go-to most of the time. I'm still doing a lot of Lindy's. It's a light bite a lot of days. So, I don't move very fast. A lot of times we're just sitting still, more like vertical fishing them.
Okay.
You got to work them slow, but that's been my go-to.
So when you say slow, like 1 mile an hour?
Like most of the time I'm literally spot locked on top and I'm not moving.
Not moving at all. Okay. You mentioned leeches, crawlers. Are you finding one's more effective or is it...
Most days I do better on leeches, but there's been days. I mean, it's definitely the time of year to have both in your boat. Uh-huh. I would not go out without either one of them. But yeah, leeches are still my go-to most of the time. But I've hit some times where crawlers have definitely shined. So.
Do you switch up? You know, you're talking Lindy's. Do you switch up any of your blade colors, whether it's bright or overcast or?
So my Lindy's are just plain hook. I don't have any blades on them. My spinner rigs, I use a lot of gold.
Gold.
I do good with gold.
Okay. Whether it's bright and sunny or overcast.
Yeah, it really is my go-to color. I do good with that most days. I use them so.
Let's talk gear and tactics. When you're guiding this time of the year, how do you decide whether you're going to, you know, fish rock piles, weed edges, mud flats? Are you scouting first? Do you spend a bunch of time scouting areas, or is that part of your approach, or do you prefer to cover a bunch of water till you find them?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the weather that day. I mean, if it's going to be a calmer day or sunny, I'm definitely going to hit that deeper stuff around the mid-lake structure. When cloudy days, then I'll look at the weed edges. Mm-hmm. More, but no matter what you do, I mean, I use my electronics a lot, and I do use forward facing sonar.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time.
You know, and whether you're shallow or deep, that really does improve your odds.
Yeah, Wiley's big on the front forward facing sonar as well.
Yeah.
Yep. A couple of guides too, yeah.
I think most everybody's got it now.
Mm-hmm. When you pull up on a reef or a hump and you're looking at your electronics, what's the first thing you're looking for? Are you looking for bait clouds, big arcs, bottom transitions? What are you looking for?
For the most part, I mean, the simple answer is I'm looking for fish. I mean, it's just so easy to find them with the sonar. And once you get, I'm out there every day, so it's pretty easy to keep up what depth I'm starting at that day. So,
yeah.
Once you figure out your depth, you pull up to the reefs, you're just looking at that depth to find the fish. And sometimes if you're finding fish, they're not active at one depth. It does, you might look a little shallower, a little deeper. Sometimes that makes a difference.
Okay. Let's talk timing and bite windows. A lot of guests come up to me here at the resort and they'll ask me about the best time to fish here in the summer. Are you seeing a better bite in the morning or in the evening? Is it still decent during the midday with the right conditions?
I always say it's better when they're biting.
okay.
That's easy enough, sure. I know. But, if it's going to be a calm, sunny day, yeah, your early evening, early and late are going to be your better bites normally. But it really depends on the weather and the day. You get a lot of afternoons, maybe you get a little wind or clouds or whatever, and sometimes your afternoons end up being better in the morning. So it really depends on the day.
Does it, if it's overcast, does it extend any bite windows?
100%. Yeah. I mean, you get an overcast, windy day. I mean, you can have a good bite all day long. So,
okay.
Yep.
Does direction factor into anything throughout the day?
Wind direction?
Yeah. Sorry, wind direction.
I like consistency. So, the more days it blows in the same direction, the better it is.
Okay.
Now today, we had that dreaded east wind this morning, and the bite was really good. So you just never know 100% what to expect. But yeah, consistent weather is the big thing right there.
All right. For somebody who's visiting CAB for the first time, this summer, what's your best advice for them to get on fish quick and, avoid the frustration of, fishing empty water all day?
Well, I mean, I think, of course, I'm going to say hire a guide, right?
Yeah, but, they should come out with you.
The biggest thing is, I would ask the resort owners where they're staying, and anybody local knowledge is key, and then you're going to have to use your electronics.
Now, Travis, before we wrap up, it's time for the CAB questionnaire. This is my chance to ask 10 quick questions so our listeners can get to know you a little better. Just say the first thing that comes to mind. What's your favorite time of day on the lake?
When the fish are biting.
If you could only use one lure the rest of your life, what would it be?
Lindy rig.
Shore lunch. What is your must-have side dish?
Beans.
Early spring or late fall?
Late fall.
What's one item in your tackle box? Probably shouldn't be there.
Ooh, I got my tackle box pretty streamlined, so I don't know that there's anything that shouldn't be there.
Good answer.
I don't have that.
I like it. One song that must be on your boating playlist.
One song. I have the tiger. Got to get pumped up.
Love it. Worst snack somebody can bring on the boat?
Peanuts.
All right. You're not a no bananas guy?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. You can't bring bananas.
Okay. But your answer
No, you can't bring bananas. You said the worst snack they could bring on the boat. They can't bring bananas.
Oh, I like that. All right. You're right. Yeah. Bananas, they're just not even allowed.
They're not allowed on the boat.
All right. One word to describe a northern pike.
Slimy.
In one word, what does CAB mean to you?
Wow, that'd be a lot of things. What one word? Beauty.
Love it. Thanks, Travis.
Yeah.
thanks so much for coming back on the report and sharing your knowledge. For anyone looking to book a guided trip with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
You can go on my website if you want, TravisCarlsonGuideService.com. You can send me an email off of that. Otherwise, give me a call or text, 218-235-0289.
Thanks, Travis. That's a wrap on this week's Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share with fellow lake lovers. For more updates, lodging, and guided experiences, visit thepinescab.com. Until next time, tight lines and be well. Thanks, Travis.
That's your weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.